Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. It's the Booze Witches.
Hey guys, it's Jazz.
And Kat, as always. I don't think we ever say our names, I just realized. Maybe not in intros. I think that's weird, but who knows? What are we talking about this week or today?
We are talking about twin flames because I have been, I think I've mentioned this before, that I do tarot readings, and I started this year really like advertising the fact that I do it more to the public, instead of just doing it for my friends and stuff. And all the readings that I've been getting, it's been strictly about like love and twin flames and just everything. And since I started doing that, I feel like, you know, obviously the man is always watching. It's like all my Instagram feed is like twin flame, twin flame, twin flame, or join this twin flame forum, da 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 da, you know, and all this stuff. I just see a lot of nonsense around it, and a lot of people in toxic relationships calling it twin flame, and using that as an excuse to stay in a toxic cycle.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing I wanted to talk about too, is like, our own experiences with it, and like the fact that there's this weird like codependence with the term, where people will just like deem someone their twin flame and be like, oh no, but we can't like let go of each other because, you know, we're twin flames and blah blah blah. Like, twin flames aren't all rainbows and sunshine. Like, it's supposed to be difficult for a reason, and you guys are supposed to be on this journey, and you'll know who your twin flame is. You're not just gonna like just attribute it to just anyone, you know? So I feel like it definitely gets misconstrued, and we definitely need to like dig deep into that part of it too.
Yeah, I like that you brought up that it's not all rainbows and sunshine, because I see so many people writing in like the comment section if somebody posts something about twin flames, and them just being like, oh, well, this can't be my twin flame. He did this to me and this and that. And, you know, if you meet somebody that is your twin flame, as you just said, that doesn't mean it's going to be smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Twin flame is going to make you see part, like expose you to part of yourself that you didn't even realize were there. They're going to highlight certain things.
Yeah.
So there is going to be a lot of explosions, especially when you run into each other, when you're in your lower selves, there's going to be a ton of and especially because of past life shit, there is going to be a ton of bullshit around you. That you're going to have to you both have to evolve in order to make the union, you know, come together in harmony, or else it won't. It's always catastrophic with twin flames if you're in lower level energy.
Yes.
You can't be, one person can't be in higher level energy and the other person low. No. Both have to be up there for it to be a harmonious union, or else and you'll end up on the mat.
And they always say that, that there's always like the chaser and there's the runner, of course, you know. I think that's in most relationships, but especially the twin flame thing. So I find that like a really interesting dynamic too, because there is somebody who's always going to be like, not codependent, but, you know, somebody who's always going to be the one like reaching out, and the other one is always going to be like running away from the connection because they can't, you know, they can't hang at the time. And maybe both people are still on these like separate journeys. Like the chaser is maybe going to be the one to reach out more, obviously. And they're also maybe going to be on more of an evolved journey because the runner just keeps running from everything, every connection, whether it's karmic or not, you know?
Yeah. The chaser is never going to evolve if you're running after them. They're not. And then when you're the runner, you're it's because you need validation from the chaser, and that's the thing you have to cut the cord on, and you have to learn how to validate yourself.
Yes.
And when you do that, the chaser actually starts paying attention, but you're not even noticing that they're paying attention because you're validating yourself and you're not looking for that validation from them anymore.
Yeah.
Which is a lot, which is hard to even notice because I feel like in the my twin flame connection, I was more of the runner. And that's also because of past life stuff.
You really? I always thought you were the chaser. I mean, obviously I know all of the chaser.
You're so right. Sorry. I said it wrong.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
I was the chaser. And I think this is also because of past life stuff. Like,
yeah,
if you are in tune with your higher self and you start tapping into some of your past lives, you've encountered your twin flame many lifetimes. And I think I've always been more in my masculine energy too. So it wouldn't be shocking for me to even be the chaser and the pursuer.
Right.
But I needed to, one of the things that I need to learn is to balance out that side with more of my feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And kind of, you know, relax.
And yeah. It makes sense. And no, it makes sense. I mean, as we're, you know, we're coming into, like we always say, we're coming into this matriarchal time. We're coming into Age of Aquarius. We're all trying to be, you know, approaching more of the divine feminine. And that's, you know, that's a big part of the twin flame thing is balancing out the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And we're talking about it as energies. It's not as genders in twin flame connections. It's always about energies whenever we refer to that, just so you guys know. Yeah, it's like the vulnerable side. And once you start to balance that out, and then once the runner starts to balance out their two sides, then that's when, you know, the reconciliation, I guess, might happen. But I do find it really interesting that, like, you know, you have in your birth chart, you have so many like headstrong, bold, masculine, you know, masculine energy placements. And I do too. And I don't know if my twin flame is actually a twin flame. I'm pretty sure, but because I'm always the chaser too. So I'm wondering if like people who have these more masculine placements in their charts are normally the chaser in these connections. Like, I'd be curious to know.
Yeah. You know, I think people who are more comfortable in their masculine energy usually are. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact, my twin is more comfortable in his feminine energy. He's a lot nice. Like, he could be a lot like, not saying he's nicer, but he comes off that way. He's more of the charmer, the sweeter one.
He has a lot of water placements too. So yeah, we already know he's got a lot of like that feminine energy going on, like behind everything.
But he needs to step into his masculine energy, which in other life I've never even allowed him to do because I've always been powerful. And when I've known him in other lifetimes, it's been catastrophic.
Like, right.
It's been ended in death with one of us or both of us.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you do meet your twin flame, it's very much like if the universe, if the passion's there and it's not working out, it's because you're not supposed to be together. That you've known each other for long enough, every lifetime, they're trying to get you to realize that and to grow. You need to heal yourself and grow and stop worrying about what they're doing. They need to be on their journey and you need to be on yours.
Yes.
You're together in the 5D, even if you're not in the 3D, because you are very connected, like your souls are connected.
Yes. So
I feel like you just have to, you know, it's unfortunate because there's time in the 3D. So we
go to
everything, but
yeah,
find some happiness with it. You have to find your path, because also the twin flame connection is so overwhelming. I mean, you see it when you look at history, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like when you see these relationships where people have like destroyed kingdoms for love, like, you know what right. I mean? And it's like two people in their lower selves just like terrorizing everybody for their love. You know, it's such a powerful feeling and connection. If you are not in your higher self, it is catastrophic.
Yeah, absolutely.
30s, it brings it all up, okay? Everybody hates you on this side. Everybody hates you on that side. Everybody hates when you're together because it's just like, what is this? Nobody can even understand it. It can be catastrophic, to say the least. We've seen it throughout history.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the journey too, because I feel like that's what a lot of people miss, is like it's kind of just how it is in life. Like, you need to be focused on the journey rather than the destination, you know, focusing on your growth and really appreciating that growth, you know, within yourself, is more important than really joining up with anybody, whether it's twin flame, karmic connection, whatever you want to call it, soulmate. It's all about that journey to finding yourself. And that's like a big part of it. I feel that gets overlooked because, like you said, there's like a lot of bullshit out there about it. And it becomes this like weird codependent attachment that it shouldn't be, because the twin flame journey is more about yourself. It's like, you know, a lot of times some people consider the twin flame to be like your inner self as well. Like, yeah, you may have this twin flame counterpart like physically here on Earth or in the 5D or whatever. But it's such a huge part of it is really evolving, you know, like we always talk about, get evolved. And it's just, it's that journey. And that's, like I said, with life, that's the most important part, rather than the actual destination, because that's where all the true growing happens.
You just said it's like the journey is about you. It is about you because your twin flame, you're connected in the 5D. That's the spirit. That's your soul.
Yep.
So, when you think about that, that's why when you evolve, they rise up. And yes. You can never get down. Like, if you're I read this thing that said, and I think I mentioned this to you about there's always one twin flame that's in the matrix. So they're having these strong feelings, but they really don't understand. That's usually the runner. Like, they're usually the most disconnected from their spiritual side, and they're mostly in the matrix.
Yeah.
But they're like overwhelmed by this. You're the one, when you realize what's happening, you're the one that needs to evolve. You evolving, since you guys are connected in the 5D, they will start to evolve. They will.
Yeah.
Trust me, they can't stop. So many y'all motherfuckers are in y'all bullshit, because I was too. I was in my.
I know you're only saying that because you experienced all this shit.
Yeah. And you know, you're like, oh, this person doesn't want to do this, whatever. And then, you know, you're talking about this person, but then you're on the phone with another guy going out, you're doing all this other stuff. You know, you're not really trying to be better. You and your twin flame are so similar, and sometimes they're better at it than you. The you know, shady shit. Which actually blows your mind even more. You're like, fuck, I'm watching myself, but in a worse way. This is fucking horrible. You're like, wow.
That's funny.
Me before, this is like not fun. Yeah, but it happens to snap one of you out of it and to just wake up. And once you start, like, you know, you got to stop worrying about what they're doing. You can't be like looking at people that they're hanging out with, and because when you're doing that, you're encouraging them to do it. You're connected.
Yeah.
You're looking at that shit. They're looking at that shit.
I needed to hear that. I gotta stop this stalking on Instagram, man.
It's hard. What does they call it? The age of the voyeur. You know what I mean? It's difficult not to look.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you. When we talked about this, and so occasionally I get into these modes where I'm looking too much at stuff, and then I'll go months without doing it, and then I'll do it one day, like something will come up on my phone, and then I'll end up just looking through stuff, and I'll be able to stop.
It's like a trigger.
I haven't done it since quarantine. Like, I've been, even maybe before, since maybe February, I've been like, maybe, was it February or, yeah. And I'm just like, I can honestly say for good this time, like, I'm good. Like, I am not ever, like, I'm not getting off my throne to worry about what lower people in, like, their lower selves are doing.
Right.
Like, especially when it involves somebody who I considered my twin flame. I'm over here doing great things, you know, flying above. Okay.
Yes, you are.
I just need to constantly like remind myself of that, because it's just not, you end up, it's just toxic. You're opening up just, you know, a door that, you know, then another door opens behind it, then another door opens behind it, then another, and then you're just like lost in the fucking, you're in their matrix and you don't want to be there. Trust. You want to get the hell out.
That's funny. Because it's so true.
Like, it's so, I'm so proud of myself though, because I haven't even had the urge to, and I don't really give a shit at this point.
Yeah.
I've just really made peace with a lot of that. And I'm just, I see so many people though, just online, and they're just like, what are they doing? What are they thinking about? And you know, I've obviously been there too. And you know, you have to focus on yourself and live your life. And you can't be like, well, am I going to see them in 5 years? And I'm like, well, of course there's, well, can I love somebody else? Like, let me tell you something. Even if you have a twin flame, of course you can be happy with somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a given. You know, the world has a lot of people outside of twin flames. There's like soulmates. Like I've met quite a few of them, and I'm like, is it the same feeling I get with my twin flame? No, that's
different. It's different.
That leaves me like driving through red lights, and I don't even know.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's like twin flame shit can be very dangerous in that way. It's like, it's that passion, it's that thrill, it's that adventure. Soulmates are a different kind of vibe, you know, it's whatever you want it to be, but it's like twin flames are like fucking soul shattering. I mean, honestly,
it can be definitely. I think soulmates, just like a soulmate can be a friend as well. Soulmates, like when I dated them, like say for instance, I would consider the last guy I was dating, who I think I'm tied to karmically, like and like past life stuff, I would consider him a soulmate type of person. Like I could actually transition him to a friend. If he evolves and gets out of like, you know, the extreme group that he just went into, you know, with all the crazy stuff, if he was to like come out of that a stronger person, I would love to be friends with him. There's just something about him. Like I've known him from before. There's a comfortability. Like I just feel close to him. So I think in that sense, like there's just a comfort. You knew soulmates, you've known them other lifetimes as well. And like you definitely love them. But yeah, twin flames, like they're a part of like, they're definitely like you're intertwined. I think twin flames were actually together in the 5D, like attached, and they split us up and then put us on in the 3D because it feels that powerful, that familiar, almost like you're touching yourself. It's an incredible, you know, feeling. And you'll know, like some people questioning it, like I see online, and they're like, I'm not sure. I'm like, no, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
You will know.
Well, see, this is my thing is like when I first started learning, I'm just going to go through my experience really quickly because I'm not really sure still if I even like, I know I have one, but I don't know if they're like present in this lifetime. You know what I mean? So I do know I had one ever, at least since my past life in ancient Greece. I definitely had one then, but I don't know if that was like a soulmate or a twin flame back then. So I'd have to do some like meditation on that, you know, but in this lifetime, at first when I didn't really know much about the twin flame journey, I was thinking it was like one of my exes. And then when I learned more about it, I was like, oh no, this is like one of those things where you go through this shit for like years and years. Right. And maybe you guys don't talk and maybe you guys aren't friends and maybe you guys, you know, just haven't been in each other's lives for a while. So as I learned more about it, I kind of started thinking it was this other person. Which is funny that I've never actually been involved with them. We were just like friends at one point. And obviously I'll tell you after the podcast who it is. I'm sure you know, but I'm obviously not going to mention it on here. So the more I learned about it, the more I thought, okay, well, I think it's kind of this person who I've been, you know, friends with in the past and we don't really talk anymore because like some shit went down. So I kind of thought, well, maybe it's that because this person has always been like, not averse to spiritual stuff, because I kind of know that he's like low key spiritual and low key knows that like the universe has his back or doesn't, because he likes to run away from like spiritual shit, even though he'll still acknowledge that like, you know, things happen and they're not purely a coincidence. They happen on purpose, but he's never like fully admitted to it. So yeah, I'm still struggling with that whole thing. Like, if he even is a twin flame, because if he is, I am definitely the chaser. Cause I've always been like the more aggressive one, in the situation. I've always been the one to be like, hey, this is how I feel. And then he would like run away and never like fully admit it, you know? Yeah. So as far as that goes, I feel like it could be a twin flame situation or it could be a karmic. Like, I feel like it could go really either way with that. But in my heart, I kind of think it is a twin flame because, you know, like you said, twin flames don't always end up in reconciliation. You know, you guys can be friends or you guys cannot be friends. But there was always that kind of connection that initially kind of like triggers this whole journey between you two, whether it's, you know, finding yourselves, finding each other, you know, popping in and out of each other's lives. I mean, that's definitely been the case for me, at least, that after like meeting him, being friends and then not being friends anymore, it like triggered this whole fucking journey. So for me, it feels like, you know, that's like a twin flame connection in that way, because so many things that have happened relating to him have triggered me to continue evolving, you know? So in that way, I think it could be twin flame. But that's been my experience with it for the most part. It hasn't been harmonious by any means, but like with your twin flame, you guys actually had a relationship. So like with mine, we didn't necessarily have one. It was just kind of a friendship that never really like was able to bloom, I guess, into anything else because he kept, you know, stopping it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think you necessarily have to be in a relationship with your twin
flame. Right.
Meet them.
I don't think so either.
And it's, and all of a sudden, you know, you figure out like there's this connection there. Like,
right.
And that's when the journey really starts. And just like you mentioned, like, it's like when the relationship ends, it can be, you know, gut wrenching. It can feel, you can feel empty. You can feel like it's a death. You can feel like, you just feel so lost that you have to look for something. You're like, I need to find something. I need to look, where am I going? Because I feel like I just like lost half of my body or something just seems off. So I think that's why people get so obsessed, not realizing that this journey is supposed to help them evolve. Because if you're the person that starts to feel that heaviness, that then you are, you're the chaser and that person runs off. You're the one that needs to pull you need to pull yourself up so they can come out of the matrix. Raise your vibrations so their vibrations raise. Because they're going to feel you. They're going to see you. They're going to watch you. They're going to rise up.
Yeah. That makes total sense. And I think, you know, from the few times that we've talked in the past, like year, 6 months to a year, I think he's going through some shit, but I don't think he's actually actively like making changes. Maybe mentally, but you know, I don't like, again, like we're not involved in each other's lives enough to really know, but I can tell you for sure that, you know, I have been, and like I said, each time I have reached out, it's kind of triggered something in me to either release the past, and do some like forgiveness stuff, which I did last night actually, because I actually reached out to him last night and because he's been on my mind a lot and I had a dream about him and I was like, okay, I think this dream is triggering me to like finally release some shit about this connection and just like let it go for good. Because at this point it's like, it'd be nice to have him back in my life as a friend, but I don't think I know I don't need him because I've been fine without him all these years. What's that?
For me, I think that it is impossible for twin flames to be friends.
Like
in the beginning, because
you're right. It's too intense.
Who is this? Yeah. But after that, don't try to fool yourself. I tried that too. Like, yeah. We're cool. Yeah. We're cool. No.
I don't think it ever works that way. It just can't.
Soulmates. Yes. They can move to friendship. Twin flames. Like, no way. Like
9 times out of 10, it's not going to work.
oh, hell no. Even if you guys are trying to play it off for a few months and you're with other people around each other, the clear chemistry between the twin flames in the room would send their spouses jumping over off the roof. Like, no way. Like, they'd be like, bitch, y'all are not friends.
That's true. That makes sense.
Who are you fooling?
At least on my end, I think the significant other was always kind of threatened. I just based on purely what I hear from the twin flame. So, it's interesting. It's like I'm good. If he's not in my life, I'm perfectly fine. You know, I'd probably almost rather have it be that way. And I'd rather just be with the soulmate, you know, at this point. I'm like, I don't need that like I've been on the journey. We're doing the shadow work, all that, but I'm like, at this point I will happily accept a soulmate and nothing else. You know, no more karmic shit either. I'm tired of that. But who knows? I love that you're cracking up right now. Do you know who it is? Don't say the name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. No, I forget their name anyways. I know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So funny.
I knew you knew, but I was like, don't say anything.
These karmic relationships are tough as well. But yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, I think I was at that point, even with the last guy I was with. I honestly could have if he wasn't such an extremist and didn't go so far, because I can't, you know, obviously I'm a fluid person. It's very hard for me to deal with people who are so extreme about stuff. Like, because for me, like I said, I'm fluid. I can move in a lot of groups. I can go from here to here. I'm not just like, and he's so extreme. He needs to get his identity from groups too. He has his identity. Like, I belong here, you know? And I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, you know, you can't think for yourself. But outside of that craziness, I was like, you know, because I knew him too, and there was such a, we just had such a familiar vibe. I have not felt this comfortable with a man in a while. And we just vibed. I was just like, I could ease, like, and I just adored him. And he was so weird and fascinating that I just like to like watch him do weird stuff. And I feel like this guy is like out of this world. Like, he's like an alien. So yeah. For me, I could be with this man for a long time and be fine with it. Like, I could be fine. And I was just in that same boat you were, where I was just like, I don't need to be with my twin flame. This love is manageable. I'm not like jumping out of my skin, but I really do enjoy him. And I was really attracted to him, but I wasn't like, you know, wasn't that can't eat, can't sleep, reach for the stars, over the fence, like World Series kind of love. Like, I wasn't.
Oh my God. Where is that quote from? I love that. I've never heard that.
That's from It Takes Two.
Oh. I can't. I was like, ooh, what a profound quote. That's fucking funny.
That, you guys don't know this, but I used to have an obsession with the Olsen twins when I was younger. And that was a movie they were in. And the two parents, the lady that ran the foster home, she's a popular actress, and I'm forgetting her name. She played the foster mom in that. The foster care worker of one of the twins. And she fell in love with the other twin's father, and she said that line. And I used to reenact these scenarios all the time because I was such a weirdo as a kid. So I knew all the words to the movie, and I would act out this stuff with my little sister. So I knew a lot of the words, and that was one of the scenes we would act out. So
wait, that's so funny. Wait, oh my God. Did you mean to like quote a movie about twin sisters when we're talking about twin flames? Did you mean to do that?
No, I did not.
I just noticed that connection right now. And then I was about to ask you were we talking about The Parent Trap the other day? Sorry, we're going to go on a detour right now. As Danny Pellegrino, my favorite podcaster, likes to do. Shout him out.
I don't think we were talking about The
Parent Trap. Okay, maybe I was talking about it with someone else. But I rewatched the Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap the other day, and it still holds up. So just letting everybody know.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's the best. I think it's better than the original, honestly. And I love the original too.
Yeah, I do too. No, I used to, Lindsay Lohan killed that. I freaking love that movie. But I know the only reason why I said that was because sometimes I just don't really, I was just like, how do I describe this feeling? Like, because some people are like, oh, well, what does it feel like? And I'm just like, you know, yeah. You know, it's the kind of feeling where you do want to, you know, you probably do want, you can easily forgive that person for anything they do. But that's why you have to evolve and kind of develop, as you evolve, develop a lot of self-love. Mm-hmm. Because the twin flame partnership, you can easily disrespect each other abuse each other, take advantage of each other, because the love there is just so powerful. And you, a lot of times, especially the runner, they, you know, the chaser lets them get away with everything. This, the on earth, the chasers, it, the one thing you have to learn is self-love. And with self-love comes boundaries, and it comes respect for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then it makes the other person rise up and learn how to respect as well. Learn how to respect partners. Because usually the runners has like hoe tendencies too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I was just thinking in my case.
Women, you know what I mean? Whether you're a woman, they usually have these tendencies. They don't know how to get, they're going to learn that from you, because their love deep down, even if they're not trying to acknowledge it, is so strong. When they see you rise up on, and you're in your power, respecting yourself, loving yourself, that's, they're going to start like wanting to give that energy to people.
Right.
To you. But if
part of that is like boundaries too, though, like once you learn that self-love, a big part of self-love is boundaries. And then once they like sense those kind of boundaries that you're putting up, because you're standing up for yourself, whether it's with them or whoever else, then they go, oh shit, like she's not changing, but she's evolving. And they kind of sense that. And I feel like you did that in your connection a lot. You had to put up boundaries. I had to put up boundaries. And then with that self-love also comes forgiveness, which is a big thing I wanted to mention too, is like, forgiveness is so important. Like you said, like, because you can just let it go. You know, you can let all the past shit that maybe they've done to you, or maybe you've been toxic too, I don't know, but you can just kind of let that shit go and continue to like evolve on your journey, you know?
Yeah. Because I mean, I think both people can be toxic. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, obviously I have like, you know, the runner, I mean, the chaser is the dominant one. They don't know how to let people come to, you know, they're always like, get over here. You're going to be here now. We got to like learn how to calm down that little masculine, you know, little devil in there. Bring out the the healthy masculine energy.
Yeah.
And tap into that feminine energy and learn how to like just wait and be patient and be loving and be accepting and understanding. But the chasers were fucking dominant motherfuckers usually.
Yeah.
We can't just let things be. We're controlling, we're manipulating too.
Oh fuck yeah absolutely. And we always want things to go our way, and when they don't, we get really pissed off and and maybe lash out at the runner.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna learn, you know. And it's like, see you're getting down there, you got off your throne again.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to stop doing that. And obviously, like, I've done that a lot. Even the times, there's so many times like I set boundaries, but when those boundaries were tested, a lot of times I wanted to break it. Honestly, even if it's your twin flame, your self-love needs to, your twin flame relationship can overpower you and drown you so much that especially if you're the chaser, that if your self-love isn't as strong as the love for your twin flame, you'll constantly allow them to disrespect you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the biggest thing for the chaser. Take it from two chasers. Self-love. Your self-love must be just as big for yourself as it is for them. And it's possible to do that because even if you set boundaries, they're going to easily be able to.
Wait. Say that part again about the self-love. That was so important.
Wait, what part should I say?
About love yourself as much, or love them as much as you love yourself, kind of thing.
Yeah, it has to be equal. Because
I was going to say, everybody rewind and listen to that part again, because that's so important.
Disrespect you over and over again, and I've done that because, you know, the chaser usually, the dominant, they love hard too. But yeah, we're the ones that we have to learn the self-respect. And the runners usually love themselves a little too much, and they're a little narcissistic and self-centered, and they need to learn how to fucking, you know, go after other people and respect other people and
yeah,
other
absolutely.
People's things and et cetera. So, but they're going to learn that from their powerful twin once they step into their they're, because honestly, I wouldn't even, like, my twin flame checks, like, writes me and says stuff, and, like, I'm not like, oh, can we hang out? Can we? No, because honestly, at the end of the day, like, you're going to have to really come to me and show me that you are in your higher self, and I'm going to have to see that by your actions, and I can see that by the way of your life, and I'll be able to feel it. And if that's not who you are, then I don't want to be with somebody who's not going to rise up. I'll never get off my throne again to get into your energy, to get on your level. You're going to have to rise up to mine for us to be around each other. You're going to have to get on this throne next week, or you'll stay right down there with those people. And I won't even give you eye contact, because I'm over here doing me. I'm flying above. The birds ain't paying attention either. And
oh man, I'm loving your metaphors tonight. That just gave me the image of you're like in this like Queen of Swords energy.
Yes, because I'm just like you know, I think that's why it's important too, if you're like you're feeling lost right now in your connection, you know, just try to like focus on yourself and figure out what do you like, what makes you happy, you know, join, feel like you have a lot of love to give, go volunteer, do some stuff with some kids or some animals or some older people that need it right now, especially during like COVID, like, you know, find other ways to give out love and stop seeking validation from your, if you need to delete them on social media too, because sometimes, you know, we're posting stuff seeking validation from those people. Like, you got to stop. You got to realize you got to stop. It's not about them. You got to, it's this, when the journey starts, it's time to start focusing on you. They will come back. And trust me, once you get into your higher self, you ain't going to want them back unless they're in them their higher self, because that's just toxic.
Yes.
Not about that life.
That's a big part of it that I had to learn, you know, like maybe a year or so ago, that I had to be like, okay, I don't want somebody who is in this toxic energy. Like I can't go back to that. That's moving backwards, you know, as a chaser, if the runner's coming back to you and they're, you know, you can tell that they're still, you know, you can tell they're in that kind of energy, and you can't be accepting that, because it's just going to push you backwards. And that's not okay. You got to keep moving forward with or without them, you know? And you're going to know when they're ready. But at that point you could also be done and over it and onto the next thing, you know, or just focusing on yourself. So it's not always going to be great timing. It never usually is, but things do happen in divine timing. And that's, you know, that's a big part of it too, is really trusting in divine timing. Like, that is a huge part of it. It's part of the journey.
Trust in the divine timing and not try. That's the biggest thing for the chaser too, is like relinquishing control.
Yeah.
And a part of that is trusting and just divine timing and fate, which is not easy for the chaser to do. we like to be in control.
Yeah. You know? Always.
And you know, our twin can feel that. So that's why they run. She's trying to control me. You know, they know when you're not right too. Trust me, as fucked up as they are, and even if they're the ones in the matrix, they know when you're not right too. And you come in there with manipulation and trying to seduce them into the circle. They know. They're like, oh no, like, nobody can control me. I don't care about this type of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But it's also, one thing I realize is it's not, like, you also don't want to, if you're in a place where you're angry at them and you're mad, that's actually toxic too, and lower level energy.
Mm-hmm.
Since you guys are, even though you're not together here, and you still are connected in the 5D. So if you're being nasty to your twin and you're talking bad about them and you're angry, that's affecting you negatively.
Yeah, absolutely.
You cannot do that. Like, you need to make peace. You need to be the chaser, tap into your feminine self and learn how to be like patient and learn how to wait and understand.
But also don't just wait for them. Like, go and do, like we've been saying, go and do your own thing. Like, don't wait around for them, because they have to go in on their own shit, and you don't know what's going to happen in divine timing. So go and like, do your own shit, go put out good karma into the world. Like you said, you know, go seek social justice. Okay. We need more attention on that shit, and we need more attention on doing good things every day. Set a fucking timer, go send some emails, you know, demand justice for Brianna. Like, come on, like go do your social and civil liberties right now. Like, go focus on yourself. Go focus on that shit. Like, go do other things. I can't emphasize that enough. Like, go focus on yourself.
Yeah. It's all, and that's what it really is about. Especially, I'm glad you brought up the terms chaser and runner, but especially I think we can speak so firmly on the chaser side because we're both that person. It's like, yeah. For the chaser, when you meet the twin and the journey starts, it's a self-love journey.
Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that because you and I probably needed to hear that a couple years back, you know? So I'm saying that to anybody who's like where we were a couple years ago.
The runner is not on a self-love journey. They already love themselves too much. Their journey is different.
Yeah.
Like, your journey is to learn how to love yourself. Because you're chasing this motherfucker ready to let them disrespect you just because of the connection you have.
Exactly.
That's why the twin flame relationship can be toxic when both people are not in their highest self.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start a lot letting them disrespect you, and then it's just, you know, it spirals from there. And with a connection that powerful, this is why, you know, you had countries falling apart, wives being beheaded, and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad we tapped into this because, yeah, I just see so many forums and just, do you want to talk about quickly, because I didn't even know about this and I messaged you about it, the spirit baby thing. I'm like,
I don't know if I know enough about it, but I've followed people in the past that are like focused on that. That's their main focus of like psychic abilities, but I don't know too much about it. Do you?
No, I don't. You know, I don't know how much I really play into it either. I feel like it's another way to romanticize the situation.
Yeah. Which a lot of people do with the twin flame thing.
You know, a couple of the people that I did readings for, I mean, there was one girl, she sent me she pinged me four times asking, and I had to like stop her. I was like, hey man, you're asking me the same question in like 70 different ways.
Yeah.
I already told you that you need to live your life. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's another way to keep people, to romanticize this situation so much and to keep people in this, like, you know, this crazy tunnel vision of the twin flames.
Yeah.
I saw one, it was like somebody wrote and they were like, it was like spirit babies writing to their mom and dad, daddy, I'm so proud of you for doing, and I was like, what is this? Like, this is like almost like, I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, I think sometimes there's some light workers that take advantage of their followings. Cause I was like,
oh, absolutely.
I was mortified. I was like, what is this? Somebody wrote a whole paragraph, like, and it was like in a baby's voice and like, mommy, you're being patient for daddy. Daddy is doing, I was like, oh, God. Like,
that's when it's like, that's when you can tell when it's all bullshit, is that when it's not actually getting and diving in deep into the, like the negative shit too, is when you know that they're just kind of doing that thing that I love to mention, glossing over things with love and light. That's when you know it's bullshit. It's like, because real spiritual people will get into it with you and not sugarcoat things. Even though they're not, you know, spiritual guides or healer psychics, they're not here to give you negative readings. They're just here to tell you, you know, what reality looks like right now and what it could look like in the future. So I feel like when you're just glossing over it with like all this bullshit, you know, that person is just doing it. Yeah, exactly. To take advantage. Like, I don't know. Some of that I'm just like, I don't know. You can kind of differentiate.
I like that you said the glossing over with love and light, because I see some people where they're like, well, this can't possibly, I thought he was my twin flame, but there was infidelity. And I'm just like, sweetie, this is the 3D world and he's in his lower level self.
Yeah. So it's going to happen in a twin flame journey.
it's like people are so lost themselves and detached from just, you know, spirituality. They just don't even understand that people, humans, make mistakes like that, especially mm-hmm. when they're in lower level energy. They are going to make that. And when you start rising up a tad bit and able to look at things like with a critical eye and have a little bit of, I'm not saying allow these people to cheat on you, of course. No, set some boundaries, and you got to like walk away when people are in that stuff. But I'm like, this doesn't mean that they're not your twin flame. There's been, we're in the 3D realm. There's people are in their human bodies where, you know, lust and everything is all around us. If you're in your lower level energy, like I'm not shocked at what people do, you know?
Yeah.
But I see so many people when they're glossing over things, like, yeah, they're making it seem like, oh yeah, no, that, then yeah, he's not your twin flame because that wouldn't happen. And they act like it's supposed to be like some, you know, fairy tale. And that's just far from it. Your twin is going to, it literally is your twin. Like your strengths, the strengths you have are like their weaknesses and vice versa. It's almost like you split in two.
Yeah.
And it's why you also admire each other. But it's going to be a battle. You're on earth in your human body with a brain and, you know, other organs and yeah. like, that, you know, there's a lot of influences that going on, you know, you're not just a spirit floating around, a light floating around anymore.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. But as you connect more into your spirituality, you'll connect more to your inner self and all that material shit will fall away. And you'll see how it's not as important anymore, but, that is, you know, it doesn't mean that the other person's going to be in that with you. And a lot of times, you know, they can be, I'm not saying that all twin flames are emotionally abusive or physically abusive. Obviously, don't be in that relationship if that's happening to you. But also don't sugarcoat a toxic relationship with, oh, well, it's just a twin flame thing. That's like the other side of the coin, you know, like don't stay in it and be that on that codependent thing with the term twin flame because you believe this person is your twin flame and maybe they are. But don't stay in this toxic shit because you think that that person is your twin flame. You know, that's when you got to go and get away from that person if they're doing those things, because obviously, you know, you need to go find somebody better.
Yeah. And that comes down to the self-love thing again, too. If you do feel like this is your twin, they're obviously in their a worldly mind, and if it's toxic, you walk away. Mm-hmm. And if you're the chaser, yes, it's hard, but once again, tap into that self-love. Mm-hmm. And love yourself more. You know, a lot of people do not love themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really hard on ourselves. And even if people say they love themselves, like even I have some friends now and they're like, I do respect myself. I do love myself. But then I watch the decisions they make. I mean, now that I'm in the mindset that I'm in, I'm maybe not 5 years ago or 4 years ago, but now I'm looking at them and I'm like, no, you don't. You clearly do not. You are still putting yourself in this toxic situation.
Yeah.
Which clearly is like, if you did love, this is the opposite of self-love. So, you know, you just have to really check yourself, write down what's important to you, write down the type of person you want to be, the kind of person you want to be with, and always keep those in mind. Because even when the love is powerful like that, it can blind you, but it's good to have reminders, pull yourself back to reality.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of just the bottom line of it all, I think, is just love yourself and love yourself enough to know when to walk away from a situation that isn't serving you anymore, you know?
Yeah, it's never really been hard for me to do, honestly. I think only with my twin flame connection, I think, of course, that one was hard for me. But everything else, like, no. That wasn't difficult for me, but I know certain people, they just, you know, there's a lot of people that just don't like to be alone either. Mm-hmm. And they're always searching for somebody, which obviously to me, like that's, you really have a void when you're doing that. Cause you don't even want to be with yourself for 2 seconds. You know, you're like, nope, find somebody who's here. Like, I need somebody to tell me I'm pretty. Like, tell me you love me. Like, no, you don't need that. You can say it to yourself, and you can feel that every day.
And a lot of the time that's like karmic too. That could be a karmic connection as well. Because my twin flame, he cannot be alone. Like, I've seen it. He'll stay in a shitty relationship for a long time because you just really can't face yourself, I guess, you know, you really can't be on your own. And I've seen that.
Yeah. My twin is the same way, but it's more to feed his ego.
Yeah.
He cannot be alone because his ego, like, he feels like a cool person. But he doesn't have like relationships of like outside of me. Like, he doesn't have relationships of depth because he also does not like people to get to know him
right
at all. So he dates very shallow, vapid people that, you know, won't ask any questions. They're not going to be like, what's, you know, I want to get to know you. You know, everything's surface. Like, let's dance. We're going to party. Like, you know, it's just the bars and the fun, you know, just the stuff that looks cool for Instagram, basically.
Right. And when when you guys got to know each other, you tapped into that side of him that went, oh shit, like, this person's actually trying to get to know me. What the hell? Like, you were like, you completely pierced all of his defenses, you know?
Yes, that was.
And he got scared.
That was one of our. Yeah, he was definitely terrified of me. I mean, for a long time, this man was so scared of me, and I was just like, "What in the world?" Like, I would see him, and there'd be times I'd run into this person, and he would like run.
He was physically being the runner.
he would see me. It would be like we'd bump into each other. And he would almost like scream, drop stuff, grab it and take off. And I would be like, I was just like, what did I do? Like, what did I do? And I remember I would have a couple of times that I had friends with me. They were like, who the fuck was that? What was that guy like? Was he mentally ill? What was that? And I was like, oh no, that was a guy I dated who clearly is absolutely terrified of me. And one of my friends at the time was like, oh no, if he's not mentally ill, he's in love with you then. Cause that was the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, no, I know that. He's just, you know, sometimes you just have to, but when people are like that, you gotta let it.
You gotta let him go.
Even though I don't always physically like chase, like, you know, I'm still at the time was probably being a little manipulative. Like, I knew like if I went somewhere and dressed a certain way, like, I could get this person's attention. Didn't matter who was, you know, I don't care who was in the room with you, who you came with. Like, I knew what I was doing. You know what I mean? And like, I came on the show, and boy, did I put one on. But I had to really stop doing and playing into all that bullshit that the runner likes you to play into at the same time, because the runner usually they run because they're, you know, they like their ego to be pumped up too. So they like it when you fucking chase that.
What's his, he has a Pisces moon, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit. That's right. I was just thinking about, their birth charts are really similar. That's really funny.
Yeah. Oh, does he have a Pisces moon as well?
No, he has a Cancer moon. Oh, God. I know. He has a Cancer moon, and, he's got like a couple Pisces placements though.
Oh God. Those Pisces placements kind of fuck me up. I think his Venus is Pisces too.
I think same for my twin flame. It's like a little scary.
I'm like, that Pisces placement is so hard for, especially, you know, for people that have a lot of like strong placements in their chart. You know, you really have to tap into your feminine energy when you're dealing with them, because you know, sometimes I'm just like, and you know, especially for Pisces, they're the fish. They'll swim their asses right down that river real fast. Like, you gotta be like, okay.
But when it's in Venus, it's like this hopeful, like hopeful romantic times, like 1,000. And they're just so like idealizing romance and just like have it on this weird pedestal where you're like, oh my God, bring it back down to reality a little bit, dude. Like,
they always date toxic people too in their lower level energy.
Yes.
They always go for the the most toxic relationship, because Pisces and Venus in their lower level of self like to be Captain Save-A-Ho. And then they don't have to.
Yeah.
Out of all the water signs, Pisces, like, they're so weird to me. They just, like, I don't know. With those placements, they don't, like, really like to, even though they have so much emotion, they also don't really like to deal with their own stuff. That's why they're the swimmers, you know, and they get away from it. So they like somebody that's a mess on some level or another, or neurotic, because then they're like, they become the focal point, and they never have to expose, because they don't have to expose themselves. You know what I mean? They can just, you know,
wow,
swim around and do whatever they want to do and play Save-A-Ho when they need to.
That makes so much sense, actually, like looking back on his personality. And then with our, oh my God, our problematic, we both have Venus and Leo, you guys, like it's a lot.
Well, and that makes it even worse being that when you have the chaser vibe, because you know that there's ego there.
Yes.
So when I walk into a room, like when I was purposely showing like go places, looking like the way I was dressed, and I knew I was going to be like, I didn't even care if this person was like on a date. I could be there with a guy. I would come in there dancing around, showing out, like until he, I know it. He just, it's like moth to a flame. Like, hello. You know, it was the same shit. Like, and I had to stop doing that. I really did, because it was just like we were on a toxic cycle.
Yeah,
it's not. It's just not a. The relationship is never going to be harmonious if, like, as I said, if I'm the one, like, if I'm coming there to do that, that means I've gotten off my throne to get on his level.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Yes, dress up, look your best, but you shouldn't be going there even worried about getting this person's attention. You're already, I think you always have to realize too, you're always connected to this person. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter. Like,
it's already been established. It's there.
It is. Unfortunately, you are. Like, even if you're happy with somebody else, like, this is why I don't think twin flames can be friends. Like, right. So if you become best friends with somebody and you're calling them your twin flame, y'all ain't twin flames. Because let me tell you, there ain't no damn friends after that feeling comes up, because it's just not possible.
Yeah, you're either together or you're not. You can't just be in each other's lives and not, you know. No, it's true.
It will be just like we've seen in history, catastrophic.
Yeah. it's going to be a very uneven power dynamic too. It's going to be like, again, it's going to be like the chaser and runner times 1,000. Catastrophic passion, which is not always good, you know? I mean, you want stability and a connection. And if you guys aren't both on the same level, there's not going to be that stability at all. So don't expect that.
Yeah, and you won't. When you're in your lower level self, I just noticed this about the twin flames too. You just don't always trust each other. There's always this, like,
what are they up to?
Yeah, there's just something off that just reeks of, like, the chaser especially can feel a little insecure in their relationship, because when the dynamic is off, they still feel like they're chasing, or they have to watch, or they have to, like, you know, tell them what to do, where are you going, you know, and keep a watchful eye. It's like completely unhealthy, and it keeps you, I feel like if you are the chaser, I know it sounds like a weak position, but think of it like this: you're dominant. You have a dominant side, you're a leader, you want to be in control, but, you know, love is not about that either. So that's the big lesson in it.
Yeah, that's a big lesson I had to learn, is like, you can love from afar. If they're not even in your life, it's okay. You can love them from afar and wish them well and wish them the best. And, you know, forgiveness is a big thing. Like I said, I did my forgiveness meditation last night and let all that shit go, because it, you know, you expect, like for me, I was like expecting an apology from the last time we interacted, because he pissed me off the way he reached out. And I was, for the last couple months since I had talked to him, I was like expecting this apology to happen. I was waiting for the text, you know, blah, whatever. So finally I was like, you know what? I have to let this go for myself, because I can't keep holding on to this kind of resentment, because it's really toxic within me. So I reached out and I said, hey, like, the last time we talked, you did piss me off. See, this is me setting my boundary. The last time we talked, I said, you know, you pissed me off, but I just wanted to, you know, since I haven't heard from you in a while, just wanted to make sure you're doing okay. You know, especially with everything going on, I still, you know, I still care and I still want to know that he's fine. Like, so I just reached out and said, you know, I've let it go. I can't hold on to this anger towards you anymore, but I do wish you well. And I hope, you know, everything's going okay. So that was it. And you know what? It was better for me to release that stuff. And I just wanted to let him know, like, regardless of how he acted the last time, I'm over it and I forgive him and it's fine. You know, it's done. Like, you have to kind of be in that and be like willing to let things go. Cause if not, it's going to be more toxic for you, you know, cause you're going to just continually think about the past. And like I do, I'm like a fucking Scorpio moon. All I do is think about the past and past emotional hurts and stuff. So you got to let that shit go and you'll feel so much better after. Trust me.
You can't have hate when it comes to your twin flame. I realized I had to, because there was one point where me and my twin flame like hated it. We were acting like we hated each other. It was like war. I mean, I was swimming in venom. Like I couldn't, it was consuming me. I was like, I hate him. Like it was so unhealthy. I was just like, who am I? Like, what is this? Like, I just wanted to crush him.
It kind of consumes you in a way.
Yeah, I wanted to crush his ass. I wanted him to just go into the abyss. And
that's your Aries moon energy coming through.
I had to realize that was, honestly, it was so toxic for me that it just really, at the end of the day, as angry as I was in public around everybody, when I was talking about it to friends or when I saw him, I was trying to act like, I'm this person, fuck off. And, you know, but when I was by myself, I was devastated. And let me tell you, that type of behavior will work on karmic relationships and like bullshit relationships that, oh, I'm going to be a bitch and I'm going to do all this and he's going to be like this. Let me tell you, in the twin flame relationship, if you do that, it's not going to work. It's going to make it worse between you guys.
Yeah.
And they're not going to come behind you running. They're going to run, the runner will run further away.
Yeah.
Because This is a union where you're supposed to evolve in it. So any like little like lower level tricks that you do with all your bullshit relationships, they will not work here. And that is the lesson. You're like, wow, wait, like, why is this not working on you? Or why am I not like getting over this? Like, if I'm just like, usually I would just like, you know, change up my hair, lose like 5 more pounds, do whatever I need to do, get a new boyfriend who is like better, like who I call better, like an upgrade. And then you feel that I'm usually over that person. But I could not, it didn't, I remember I was dating this guy who was like great on paper. He was attractive. He was successful. And like, honestly, on a paper, it was an upgrade, 100%. He really had his shit together. And I just like, could not like, it just did not work that time. And that's because this relationship had touched me and moved me in such a way that old shit, that my old bullshit did not work anymore. And I had to actually grow and change myself. That started my journey where I was just like, wow, this isn't working anymore. Doesn't matter if I drink or if I date a hot guy and, you know, it's not making me happy. Because twin flame relationships, when you meet your twin, you're supposed to evolve. And if you try to stay together and you're not, it's just gonna, like I said, it'll be catastrophic.
Yeah, it's gonna blow up. And like you said, you know, if you're not evolving yourself and you're not letting the connection just be as it is, you're manipulating not only the connection, but you're manipulating yourself into believing like that this is actually going to work and it's not. And those are some hard lessons you have to go through. But that's all a part of the journey, obviously, as we know. But just for those of you out there who are just possibly just beginning this journey, or you've been hearing about the term or whatever, that's why we're doing this episode today. Just to kind of break it down, because we've been there, trust. And I would love to actually talk to like a runner. I don't know anybody who is.
A runner. Hopefully when we do the live, we'll find, maybe there'll be a runner that'll pop up in the feed or eventually come around, because that would be fun to talk to. But I think also it's important to tell people too, like, you know, this journey that you're on with your twin flame, there is no timeline. Yeah, some people can go through a lot with them and then, you know, sometimes you guys both just really get it together and like evolve and you like quickly get back on track with each other. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's 5 years and sometimes it's not this lifetime and sometimes it's 20 years because, you know, it just all depends on, you know, how, if, especially if the runner, the person outside of the matrix, even taps into the fact that they're not in the matrix and they need to evolve. If you don't do that within the whole lifetime, I don't think the union will ever peacefully like come together. Like, and if right. it does, it'll be toxic. So there's no timeline. People are always like, how long do you think? It's like everybody's journey is different.
And yeah. And like we said, it might not even like, you guys might not even come together in this, like you might not even reconcile is what I mean in this lifetime. Because maybe you're just not destined to, maybe that person needs more lessons to learn or you need more lessons to learn. Or you have other karmic connections you need to be with and learn lessons there, or a soulmate that's actually better suited for you. But a lot of, I feel like 9 times out of 10, you probably won't end up with your twin flame, you know, it just won't happen. But it's different for everybody, but maybe you'll most likely meet again in the next lifetime.
Well, I think you'll end up with your twin flame. I think the purpose, mainly because I believe in like reincarnation and stuff like that too.
Oh yeah. I mean, you'll always meet in the next lifetime if you don't make it in this lifetime. That was my point. It doesn't mean you're not going to be with them in this lifetime. But you always connect in every lifetime.
Right. And there's going to be a lifetime where you have a harmonious relationship. But if you are, yeah. if you are, which I think a lot of people are like tapping into like their higher selves, especially this decade.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the time to grow. I think you can definitely be with your twin if you guys both evolve.
Yeah.
You'll go this whole lifetime without them if you stay in your bullshit. If you're still like, I have a friend that's always doing shady shit and she's always talking about this guy that she loves and like how, like he doesn't hit her up enough and all this other stuff. And I'm always telling her, you need to work on yourself. You don't even like to be vulnerable. Like you don't even, you know what I mean? Like if you can tap into that and work on yourself and you're like still talking to like 10 other guys at the same time, you know what I mean? Like yeah. you've got bad dudes that you talk to. So I'm just like, you know, that's the thing too. It's like, if that is your twin, you're here, you are doing fucking bullshit as well. So why would they be, you know, not doing bullshit? You're connected. You know what I mean? So
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I feel like people need to start like, this is also the decade of loving yourself and putting yourself, you know, on that pedestal that you put other people on, and just getting like, you know, I want to see some good twin flame, like, fucking stories. Like, you know, I feel like a lot of the ones I watch, you know, when I look throughout history, they're always disastrous. That was like beginning of world times and everybody was just like fucking in their lust and greed and everything like that.
Yeah, they hadn't learned those lessons yet.
Yeah. And when twin flames get together and one is obsessed with like worldly stuff and one is obsessed with lust, you know, it's just chaos. It's just complete chaos. it's horrible for all involved, even the bystanders. So we just have to do better and then, you know, they do better.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the bottom line. We are about in an hour, but that's kind of like the whole point of why we talked about this too, is like, it's all about self-love. That's what the journey ends up becoming. So you guys just need to remember that and it'll all be okay. It's true. Love yeah. yourself before. What does RuPaul say at the end of each drag? Do you watch Drag Race?
I do not.
Oh my God. I'm going to need you to start. RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
That is a very true statement. And I think people need to get more comfortable loving themselves. And I remember just quickly, because I know we're like, we're coming up to an hour. I went to I think it was the end of last year. I went to a little female empowerment gathering. And that was one of the things I stood up and talked about. And I was just like, you know, it's very important for you to make time for yourself and actually love yourself. Like treat yourself like the way you say you like want to be treated by significant other or whoever, like, you need to be treating yourself that way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us just don't. Like, I take myself out to nice meals and get myself a nice bottle of wine, and I do baths with rose petals in them, and, you know, I get myself the best lotions, and I put them on. You know, I pamper myself. I treat myself the way I'd want somebody else to treat me. And a lot of people
yes.
do not do that. Like, they're like, oh, you know what? Like, I expect this from you, but I'm not going to do that for myself. I'm not going to, you know.
That's so important.
Myself, like, the way I want another human being to love me. And it's like, you get what you give. So the universe is like confused. Like, you're only giving yourself like fucking, you know, canned tuna, but you want, you know, ahi tuna.
Yeah.
You're like,
again, you're on fire with the metaphors tonight.
I don't know why I keep using so many metaphors. I think I had a teacher that did that way too much, and it kind of like stuck with me. They were always doing that. Which
you kind of always have, though, ever since I've known you. It's something I've always appreciated. It's funny. All right. Should we end it there?
Yeah, we can do it. We'll end it with pamper yourself, take care of yourself. Do it weekly, because then
do it every day. Do little acts every day.
That's true. Dude, you can do it. You can do it every day. I try to do it every day, but
yeah.
It's a lot for some people.
Yeah, I know. It definitely is.
They're just starting to date themselves, Kat, so they're easy to do it.
Yeah. That's true. All right. Well, that was that was our breakdown on Twin Flames. As always, DM us on Instagram, at BoozeWitches. We're going to be, you know, doing some more Instagram lives, in the future. We're going to do one this week. We'll be doing more, hopefully weekly or, you know, a couple times a month. Just cause we want to reach out and talk to you all and connect. And, especially in these weird times when we're all stuck at home.
Yeah. So. And I live alone, so it's like the interaction is...
Jasmine needs someone to talk to, you guys.
Even though I do well alone, like, even this for me, like, today I was a little antsy. I was like, oh, I gotta get out. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Work from home and living in by yourself and shipping clothes, it can get a little tough.
Yeah, I can imagine. But that's why it's so important that we're, you know, reaching out and we're connecting and we're trying to have some form of community out here. Cause that's very important. Like
yeah.
I said in all the time, but especially now.
Yeah. Yeah. People need somebody to talk to and to connect with. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And we're here to listen. We're here to listen. We're here to chat, and we'll be seeing you guys on Instagram live soon. And then we'll be back with another episode. As always, we'll see you guys next time.
Right.
Bye.